this podcast, I'm going to talk about specific technologies that will be available during the Age of the Messiah. And so during the Age of the Messiah, which is scheduled to start in 2 years, 1 month from now, that's October 27th, the year 2025. That's the day that God is scheduled to return to the earth with Jesus Christ and the other bozos, the Holy Ghost, the devil, false prophet, Antichrist. And so when that begins, then God might lift his ban on advanced technology in the earth. And a man named Messiah the Prince intends to bring advanced technology to the earth as soon as possible. It'll resolve some conflicts, and also it'll also show kind of what's possible in the future. It'll also show that there are times when technology can make our life better. For instance, right now in the earth, your food might be grown on a farm where they have a John Deere tractor. That's technology that has an internal combustion engine that makes the tractor able to do the work. Technology is used every day, and it can be used to make our lives better. So this will be some examples of technology that will be available in the future during that time, during the Age of the Messiah. The reason we have to wait is because God has put a ban on technology in the earth temporarily, and so we're waiting for God to lift the ban. And so here's the technologies. The first technology that will be available that's important to Messiah the Prince is food technology. And it's going to come in a few different ways, just to make it clear. So I can just say one more thing before I do it, to get about 1 minute or less. There's a Bible verse that says God made the stars also. It's in the book of Genesis chapter 1. For some reason, Christians believe, and Jews also, that verse refers to the devil. They literally believe that the devil is God and has the power of God. And they believe he's some sort of like opposition that has equal power to God. That's not how it works. And although I can explain it to Christians, you guys never believe it, same with Jews, until you see the proof. So that's what the technology is for. So you can see that there are things that the devil, during the Age of the Messiah, there are things the devil does not understand, such as basic technology. So I'll do the advanced technology, though. Here's the advanced technology. The first thing we're going to see is food technology. And so the Messiah has really similar power as the power of God. It's not exactly the same, but it's stuff that's not written in the Bible that much. But the Messiah the Prince has the power to make grow out of the ground entire food crops. So if you live in a place where everything is completely barren, let's pretend it's Saudi Arabia, for instance, and it's barren desert filled with salt and nothing will grow there, the Messiah the Prince can put underground a gigantic aquifers with springs that burst out of the ground just so there's water later and there's fresh water to drink. Because where there's food, there might also be birds. And so there needs to be water for the birds to drink, for instance, and wild animals like deer and chipmunks and squirrels. But the Messiah the Prince can fill Saudi Arabia with plants, food crops, trees, grass, and wild animals instantly with something very similar to the power of God that God has. So in the future, Messiah the Prince might do things like that throughout the world in places where it's desolate, barren wastelands. It might become habitable, pleasant places where there's instantly food. Now, that's something that we might call a miracle. But another way to do it, though, is with knowledge. And so one of the reasons why there's global hunger in the earth, especially with kids, is that children are not free to go start a farm because of government policies, but neither are adults. In order to start a farm in South America, you have to get permission from the government in order to use the public land, because all the private land has been bought. And so if you go to the public land where there's nothing happening there, it's just like a forest, or there's just like a grassy meadow, even if you don't cut down any trees, if you just put some corn seeds in the ground, they'll arrest you and they'll either kill you or throw you in prison, because it's illegal to put food in the ground even if you're starving to death. And so in the earth, we have mandated poverty, and Messiah the Prince will use tracking technology to track food production and will intercorrelate it correctly with the government laws in a way that is up to date to the minute. And so the Messiah, the Prince, will use technology to point the finger at governments, nations, and people that are the cause of world hunger. So for all of you that wanted world hunger to be solved by now, when Messiah the Prince starts doing it, you will know exactly who is to blame everywhere in the world and exactly which laws to remove. And you can find it on your computer just by looking at a website or your smartphone or something. And so that'll just be basic technology. No satellites required. Now the next thing is, and that'll be for the whole world, with food technology, there needs to be a wide availability and abundance of food. So a lot of people are like, why would you want spaceships in the earth? Isn't that from the devil? We're Christians. We just do charity all day. Really? There's world hunger. And so with spaceships and a huge abundance of food that's grown, Messiah the Prince can put on the spaceships gigantic deliveries of food to people around the world, because the spaceships are enormous and they can handle a large cargo. A lot of the spaceships that he makes are a mile and a half long. And so that means they have gigantic cargo bays designed for hauling large shipments, and they can travel around the world in 10 seconds because of their incredible speed. And so even if they go to another country where there's a bunch of militia that's like, you can't feed these people, we are the militia, and we're here to do human trafficking. Well, a phaser beam to their forehead is going to stop that problem real quick. And so you're going to be, you'll see a decrease in human trafficking, oppression, slavery, third world factory production with low pay and all that, because Messiah the Prince will use food delivery technology that can get past the immigration gates. Currently in the earth, if you want to take food to South America from North America, it costs you about $10,000. You have to pay the government a fine, and the government says it's because you're not a drug trafficker. Because you're not a drug trafficker, you have to pay $10,000. Well, what does drug traffickers pay? You know, the whole thing makes no sense. And so Messiah the Prince will just do it with spaceships. And so technology in the future is going to be a lot different. Now, you might ask this question, why spaceships? The answer is, when we make a car, it's got four wheels and it's limited to going where there's roads. But also, if there's trees, it can't go through the trees. You know, motorcycles can. You can't put a giant load of food on a motorcycle. There are other reasons, though. When you design a boat, it's designed to go on water. It doesn't have wheels. When you design an airplane, they're always designed to eventually go back on the ground, but they don't have armor and weapons. Spaceships do. And so when a plane lands in South America, a bunch of militia people might just point automatic rifles at it and take the plane and the pilot and everything that's in it. If they point rifles at a spaceship that has mass drivers and phaser beams on it, those men are going to get holes in their forehead faster than they can say, is this a spaceship? And so you're going to see a dramatic reduction in crime, because when you point a weapon at Messiah the Prince, he points a weapon back. And his weapons never miss. And those bullets can't damage the hull of a spaceship, because it's designed for space travel. It's got to be stronger metal. So a lot of you might say, why spaceships? Well, it's designed to go everywhere. It's designed to go through radiation. It's designed to go into the stars and into the sun to do scientific research. It's designed to go to places where there's no gravity, places where it's traveling at high speeds. It's designed to be strong and big. It's fucking enormous and gigantic, thick armor metal on the outside. And so it's just extremely useful to do in the earth, because everyone in the earth is a murderer. The governments want to fire nuclear bombs at everyone. The militia wants to fire an automatic rifle at everyone. And so spaceships are the best option for delivering food to the poor, because as soon as people start delivering food to the poor, the militia and the governments are going to try to shoot all those planes out of the sky. If you do it on the ground, they're going to try to get $10,000 from you every time you go through an immigration gate. So things in the earth are going to change dramatically during the time of the Age of the Messiah. Other technology that will be used during Age of the Messiah will be computers that have much faster computer processors. The computer processors used in the spaceships, but also the Messiah's personal computers that he uses for everything, the holographics and the medical technology he has, the computer processors in there are typically 3 trillion gigabytes. So a normal processor in a gaming computer is about 3 gigabytes, but the Messiah the Prince has computer processors that are 3 trillion gigabytes. And because these computer processors at 3 trillion gigabytes can do a whole lot more, he's made a bunch of computer program stuff that that can make use of those, that processing power. So for instance, he has technology that can prevent car crashes that uses his computers. It's the processors are so fast and can process so much data that they can determine before you get in a car accident what will happen. And then he has technology that it will literally catch your car, place it where it needs to be so you don't get in a car wreck, and then you can be back on the road driving just fine. It's better than guardian angels. So there will be technology in the earth that is safety technology, but the problem is this. There's a few other places far away where there's a whole lot of the Messiah's computers and technology and stuff, but the earth is really one of the last places to get it, because you guys like Jesus Christ and the devil. When you worship Jesus Christ and when you worship the devil, you don't get any technology, and you make the whole earth a miserable place to live where no one wants to live. It's miserable here. And so Messiah the Prince isn't going to give you this technology, but what he's going to do is show it to a few of you and say, hey, look at what's possible. So he might turn on for a couple days his safety technology. If you're a carpenter, a roofer working on someone's roof, a lineman, and you fall off the roof, he has technology that will catch you when you fall and then set you on the ground gently so you never get hurt again. Technology that will make it so there's no more car wrecks in the earth. The Messiah the Prince has a computer program that can do this, and it will make sure your car doesn't crash. But then Messiah the Prince is going to turn it off, and he's going to say, okay, you guys had a sample of it, but I'm not going to do it for all of you, because a lot of you want to live in a world ruled by the devil. And in a world ruled by the devil, you don't have advanced technology, you don't have perfect health, and you don't live forever. You die. When you worship Jesus Christ and call him God, you don't get raised from the dead. He doesn't heal your wounds. He doesn't answer your prayers. He doesn't give you blessings and rewards and gifts. And you don't get advanced technology. So Messiah the Prince is going to say to the whole world, choose who is God. And here's what Messiah is going to say. Don't call me God. I'm not God. I'm just a regular person that has knowledge of technology. And if you want to go live where there's other regular people, you can come with us. But if you want to call Jesus God, the devil God, the Holy Ghost, the false prophet, the Antichrist, stay in the earth for the end times where you all kill each other. And then when you're raised from the dead, you're still not going to have any technology, and it's going to be fucking miserable here. So that's your options. So the Messiah the Prince is going to bring the technology and you can try it out. And what you're going to find out is that everyone that doesn't like this technology is also a murderer. Regular people are like, oh, that's cool, I can get a flying car. Flying cars are part of the technology. There's a huge variety of technologies available to make propulsion systems. And so I'll give you a couple examples. And one of them that we use today is called the internal combustion engine. But when it's fully optimized, it can produce extremely efficient burns at extremely efficient fuel economy measures with extremely efficient power output. In other words, it's the same engine, it's just that it's optimized because of the we understand the flow systems of the fuel and the amount of pressure required, where to put the piston rings next to the piston and things like that, and then there's no smog either. And so that's a really great way to get a car down the road. But to get a car in the air, if you put a propeller on it, now it's a helicopter. We can do the same thing with helicopters. And so in the places where Messiah the Prince goes, there's normal cars and normal helicopters. People like that technology, and people might use car and truck technology forever. Believe it or not, where Messiah the Prince goes, there's three different areas. And in those three different areas, they all use the similar technologies, at least some of them. They all travel on horses sometimes. Riding a horse is fun. People like riding on a horse. Some people use horses and wagons. Also, in some places, they use automobiles. It's just whatever they want. One man might own a horse, a truck, and he might also own a helicopter. And occasionally he might go in a spaceship. They're all useful. A helicopter will get you someplace where there's no roads, and so will a horse. A spaceship will get you to another world. And you can put your helicopter and your horse inside your spaceship if it's big enough. And so it just makes sense that in some places we use all of those technologies. And so here are the three places. When I talk about technology during the age of the Messiah, it's going to be very variable for you and the earth, but it's not variable as much other places. The first place I want to talk about is the earth. The earth is a place where God has put a restriction on the inflow of technology. So Messiah the Prince and anyone else that has advanced technology is pretty much just Messiah the Prince right now. Isn't allowed to bring it to the earth for a long time. Him and the devil have an agreement where the devil doesn't want there to be advanced technology here, because the devil doesn't want anyone to know that the devil can't make it. He wants you to think that what you see is all that's possible. But in other places, they see all kinds of crazy shit. The Messiah the Prince, I'll tell you about the places right now, makes all kinds of crazy shit. He just is someone that likes scientific research and does it all the time. So the first place is the kingdom of God. 6,139 years ago, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and all the way to the very end of eternity, which is just in my way that I call it. It's not really the end of eternity, I just call it that. It's centillion times centillion plus millions of years. It's not really the end of eternity, but I mean, it can be if you understand what eternity is, but centillion times centillion plus millions of years is a long time in the future. They lived in a place, many of them, called the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, there are some unique things about it. God made their houses with the power of God. He kind of waved their hand, actually waved his hand or something, or just used his magic power or whatever. But he made their houses, and those houses last a long time. Some of them might last forever. And so he made a lot of buildings, and they're really cool buildings, and that's kind of kingdom of God stuff. But there's some technology there, and there's a lot of really cool businesses, and the people that live there to the end of eternity, they're really happy and they like their life. But Messiah the Prince doesn't do a whole lot there. And the reason is this. In the kingdom of God, it's called the kingdom of God. So anyone that goes there and starts changing everything might end up being someone who's not welcome. Because people that live there are like, we think God's supposed to do it. So Messiah the Prince doesn't really do anything there. Not much. Messiah the Prince makes sure their food doesn't spoil. Make sure that the soil there is high quality. So that's cool. And a few other things that are, similar to that. Fixes their houses with miracles and shit. But then there's another area that the Messiah the Prince calls paradise. And it's just a nickname. Paradise, for one person, might be living in a tropical paradise. Another person, it might just be living near a river. Even if it's a few miles away, they might be like, I like living near the river because I can travel there anytime I want and just put my feet in the water. It's nice. Someone else might want to live in the high mountains of Colorado. And they might say, this log cabin that we live in is nice. It snows in the wintertime. I love that beautiful snow. I love the quiet out here in the wintertime. To me, it's heaven. It's paradise. So it's just like a nickname to call it paradise. But in that place called paradise, it's so popular for people that that made it to the end of eternity that there are 30,000 cities on every world, thousands of people in every city. There are 50 billion worlds in every universe there. There are 100 million times 100 million times 30 universes. So it's a huge number of worlds. I think it's, I'm trying to do the math here. Well, for universes, it's 100 million times 100 million times 30 universes. And each universe has 50 billion inhabited worlds. And each world has 30,000 cities. And this is all approximate, but it's pretty close. And so there's a shitload of people in that area. And so Messiah the Prince is like, hey, one day Messiah the Prince is like, hey guys, I'm going to do something cool. You guys want to check it out? And they're like, yeah, what are you doing? Messiah the Prince is like, I'm going to make a bunch of spaceships and shit. And people are like, yeah, right. And so Messiah the Prince has, he's talking to people in the kingdom of God. And he's like, I'm just going to stop talking about it. I'm going to do it. So then they ended up talking about it for a long time. And so then he ends up making a shitload of spaceships. He made 10,000 spaceships. And they're like, what in the fuck? And so they're like, God, is it a sin to go on those? And God's like, I'm going on one. It's not a sin for me. You guys want to go? And so a bunch of people in the kingdom of God went on these spaceships. And they were like, Jesus, you told us it's a sin to go on a spaceship. So it's this big kerfluffle. And so Messiah the Prince is like, will you guys get the fuck off my spaceships? Because I was going to use them. And they were like, no. We like them too much. And so Messiah the Prince is like, yeah, but I want to use them. And so they're like, well, will you argue with Jesus? Because he keeps telling us that only the devil goes on these. And so I argued with Jesus, and I was like, Jesus, God's on the spaceship, not the devil. Your father's on the spaceship with a bunch of his homies. people that he likes and they like him. And Jesus was like, okay, I guess I lost the argument. And I was like, yeah, shut up. And so eventually Messiah the Prince is like, fine, I got the power of God, I think. So I'm going to go try this. I've never tried this. And so one day, Messiah the Prince wasn't sure. Should I make things? I'm not sure if I'm allowed to. So Messiah the Prince just goes someplace and is like, I try to figure out how God did it. And I'll try. Messiah the Prince made a universe. And so first person to make a universe except for God. And then Messiah the Prince is just looking at it. And it's like, oh, let's make some spaceships and make a bunch of those. And it's just hanging out. This goes on for days. He didn't do it like it was in the book of Genesis chapter 1. He was just like fucking around. And so he kept doing it until he loved the place. He's like, you know, I'm not going to make it like the way God did or the way people expect. I'm just going to make it the way I want. And so he said, you know, there's a lot of things I like that God did. You know, I like the rivers. I like the beautiful coastlines. I like mountains. I like trees. So Messiah the Prince just made everything. So every world is like a paradise. It's just filled with places to go rafting, places to go boating, places to go swimming, beautiful views, fields of flowers, meadows, giant gardens, fruit trees, nut trees, olive trees, vineyards, grapes. I mean, every world is just completely filled with that stuff, filled to the edges. And then right to the edge of like the beautiful meadows and forests, then all of a sudden you're at the ocean and it's just fucking stunning. And so then Messiah the Prince is like, well, people might come here, so I'll make some cities. So Messiah the Prince made a whole bunch of cities and then a bunch of spaceships. And then immediately God is there with more people from the kingdom of God. And they're like, hey, we heard those spaceships are really fun. We want to try these. And Messiah the Prince is like, motherfucker. And then this keeps going on until everyone's going around in the kingdom of God. And then in the other areas called Messiah the Prince is like, I just like this place. I'm calling it paradise. And then on spaceships and stuff. And they got to see the planets. And then they all... we're like, hey, can we live here? Messiah the Prince is like, yeah, I've never made a universe till today. But if you want a house, you can have one. So they end up all, a lot of them choosing houses. And they're like, there's not enough houses for us. We all want to come here. In the kingdom of God, they've known each other for millions of years. A million times a million times a million times a million times a million years. And so as soon as something cool happens, they just start telling each other. They're like, hey, Messiah the Prince made a universe. And every world has 30,000 cities with free houses. So like everyone from the kingdom of God was just like, can we go? And there wasn't enough room because there's a lot of universes in the future. So Messiah the Prince is like, yeah, you mean if you want to come, I mean, how many of you are there? So eventually Messiah the Prince made 100 million universes and they were like, oh, okay, we'll all go. It wasn't enough. Made 100 million more, and then 100 million more, and then 100 million more. And so eventually it was 100 million times 100 million times three universes. And they were completely filled with people. And Messiah the Prince is like, fuck, that's still not enough. And so a bunch of people from the kingdom of God couldn't come. And so eventually, now today, there's 100 million times 100 million times 30 universes. And each universe has 50 billion worlds that are inhabited. And so, In that place that Messiah the Prince calls paradise, people just go there from the kingdom of God all day, and they have a second house, and so it's completely filled with all the Messiah the Prince's like fun side projects. And so it's a beautiful place to live, but it's also got gigantic futuristic architecture buildings, enormous boats that are absolutely a joy to go on. They're like filled with decks that people travel on. There's holographic characters. And so like if you're out on the ocean swimming with 500,000 other people, which sometimes happens in the kingdom of God because they all know each other, then a boat might go by. It's like Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's like a big holographic thing. And Jack Sparrow just goes by and tells a bunch of funny pirate jokes. And then Jack Sparrow's boat fills up with people from the kingdom of God. And they just run around. He just runs around on the boat all day being Jack Sparrow. So like, it's just endless, like fun projects, the stuff the Messiah likes. There's places there where people just do expeditions. So the Messiah the Prince made a bunch of worlds where you can drive around on gigantic four-wheeled vehicles that are made for two people, but it's got big tires. So if you want to explore Africa with binoculars, there's a bunch of worlds that are like Africa. There's rhinos and lions and stuff running around and crocodiles. And so you can just go around in those big vehicles. Nothing will catch up to you. There's Jurassic Park. That was so popular that it became Jurassic World. So there's entire worlds filled with dinosaurs. Just because Messiah the Prince thinks it's fun to go look at dinosaurs. And the pterodactyls are fucking enormous, man. They're huge, and they fly like 200 miles an hour. It's crazy how fast they fly. And so in order to go to Jurassic Park, you need to have a plane that goes more than 200 miles an hour that can outfly a pterodactyl, but can also outmaneuver them. I mean, they're like hummingbirds. They can change directions extremely fast and precisely. And so you can't do it easily in a commercial airplane. You got to be in high elevation. You can't navigate. Like, and a helicopter's too slow. A helicopter might go 90 miles an hour before it breaks, but the pterodactyl might go 200. And the spinning blade on a helicopter is not going to injure a pterodactyl. They're way tougher than a helicopter. So that whole universe is filled with the Messiah the Prince's pet projects. So it's got holographic personality people that are similar to the Doctor on the Starship Voyager, computers that can process each processor 3 trillion gigabytes of processing power, and some of his computers have like 50 quadrillion computer processors running, and it's all multi-threaded. So he has these huge like holographic programs that are running all the time around the universes, running off based off computers just for people's entertainment. He figured out how to make the holodecks from the Star Trek TV show because he was just bored one day. And so he made a bunch of holodecks where you can go and relive movies. And so if you want to have a lightsaber and do all the Star Wars movies, you can. And some people didn't like how those movies went, so he remade the movies with computer technology. In the Earth today, they use AI technology to try to make new designs and new movies. But Messiah the Prince has kind of figured it out, not entirely, but only partially. So he's like remade some things, including movies and music. And so they can go into holodecks and then bring a lightsaber and fight against Darth Vader if they want. He also made holographic video games. So if you want to go do all the Star Wars video games that have been made so far, you can go to a place called Video Game World and grab a lightsaber. And you can fight against the Dark Jedis or something if you want. Same thing with a lot of the Marvel TV shows. If you want to do a reenactment of all the Marvel movies, you can go in there and be like an extra character. Or you can be Iron Man or Captain America, and it's like a video game that keeps points and stuff. And you beat them up with your superhero powers. And it's all like a holographic representation of the movies and stuff and the video games. So that's some of the technology that's there, but there's more, because Messiah the Prince figured out how to make universes and stuff. He ended up making also medical technology, because people there are interested in medical technology. And so he figured out how to do a proper human body scan. In the TV shows like Star Trek, they use things called tricorders. And so Messiah the Prince, just as a hobby, invents things, because that's what Messiah the Prince likes to do. Like, if Messiah the Prince wants to, he's like Iron Man, but he doesn't want to fight everyone. He wants to go and do like weird stuff, just goofing off. And so he's like, hey, do you guys want to fight against Jedis? And they're like, why? He's like, I just made a holographic program where we can have lightsabers and fight holographic dark Jedis and fight Darth Vader. People are like, oh, is it fun? Messiah the Prince is like, dude, I have not tried it yet. You guys will be the first. And so then they go do it together, and they're like, dude, that was fucking awesome. And then they tell all their friends, and then a bunch of people come, and then like millions and billions come to these events. In between the universes, because there's 100 million times 100 million times 30 universes in that area right now, there was nothing. And so Messiah the Prince is like, this is lame. What are we going to do out here? So Messiah the Prince spent a long time thinking about it, and he was like, okay, if there's nothing to do out here, this place sucks. And so he thought about putting stuff out there, but he's like, it's just empty space, dude. So he just put more stars in worlds. But what he did that was different is he made it so every world can be inhabited. It's not like Mars, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Neptune, Saturn, Uranus. There's no gas giant planets. They're all planets like the Earth. And in some places, he put like 50 planets going around one star. He's like, that's fucking rad, dude. And I was just goofing off, but he made these places, and it's a huge, vast distance. So he's like, okay, to go out here, what I want to do is explore. So he put a bunch of like rhinos on one world because he wanted to be like Africa. He's like, I want to explore that place now. I know where everything is, but I still want to explore it because he made it. He knows where it is. And so he's like, I'm going to have four wheelers and big ones because I don't want to fall off of it when I'm riding it. And I'm going to need spaceships. So he made these giant spaceships that can put a giant four wheeler in the back. The four wheeler is like almost as big as a house. It's if you measure a small house, it's almost that big, these four wheelers. I mean, they're not quite as tall as a house, but they're kind of long. And so they're not going to tip over or anything. I mean, and they're also really lightweight, so it's a lot of fun. They have big tires, so it's really safe and fun. Besides the Princelakes, everything would be super safe, so there's like zero risk of injury or accident. But then he's like, how do I get it there? And so he puts it in this, he makes this giant spaceship with a huge loading ramp. And so it's just got room for like one four-wheeler the size of a house, a small house, that can be driven in and like a giant ramp to drive it in. And then the spaceships he made are so fast, they can go across the whole universe in 2 days. And the reason is the area between universes is huge. I mean, it's absolutely enormous. And so to go from like one place to another, Messiah the Prince might need to travel like 6 universe distance. So he made these spaceships that are incredibly fast. I mean, it's like warp 120. I mean, incredibly fast speeds. And so when Messiah the Prince comes to the Earth, the technology that we'll see in the Earth is kind of like showcasing what it's like in other places. Because you, in order to go to paradise, you have to have an invite. Messiah the Prince made it, and everything there is owned by someone. So if you want to go, I mean, and if he likes you, he'll just invite you, and then you can just go on a spaceship and drive around on a four-wheeler in on a place that looks like Africa. I mean, he'll just give it to you. Like, oh, you like it? Okay, well, you can. If you learn how to drive it, then you can keep it. If you learn how to pilot the spaceship, then you can keep it. And so when Messiah the Prince is in the Earth, which is scheduled to happen in 2 years, 1 month, he's going to bring with him and showcase some of this technology. In the Kingdom of God, the Messiah the Prince doesn't do that much. In the place called Paradise, he does a lot. I mean, he does a lot, like this huge, endless amount of stuff. I mean, he just does it all the time. And then, in the third place is another place called the Kingdom of Heaven. Now, God doesn't really designate the areas like this, but Messiah the Prince does. He's like, Messiah the Prince is like, okay, what would it be like to be heavenly? Okay, basically everything's like peaceful or something. And so he made a bunch of worlds where it's just like peaceful and stuff, and he calls it the Kingdom of Heaven. And people are like, is this the Kingdom of Heaven? And he's like, I don't know, but I think it's great. And so there's not a lot of technology and stuff. It's just more like hanging out with your friends. And so there's going to be a few other places. There's a whole universe he made, and he calls it his utility universe. Anytime he makes something new, he might make it there first. So there's entire worlds that just have one use. So like in some places, he's like, I just do research. And they're like, what kind? He's like, I do research with design. And people are like, it doesn't look like a research world. It's just desks and paper. He's like, yeah, that's what I do. And they're like, how is that research? And he's like, I just draw my ideas. And then if I don't like it, I draw it again. And so other worlds, it's like small particle physics or things like that. But he has an entire universe that he calls his utility universe. So anytime he has like a new idea, if he doesn't want anyone to see it, he'll go to his utility universe. And then he just like does research and tries it out over and over again. So he might make a spaceship and try it and then take it apart and make it again, take it apart and make it again, over and over again until he has a design he likes. Other times he's like, I have an idea, and he just makes it, and he'll make like 10,000 of them and just give them away. So for instance, recently he made a bunch of space stations that are 500 miles wide, and it's designed for every kind of spaceship he ever made. They're all able to go there. Because he made a bunch of different kinds of spaceships, and so it needs to fit in different sizes and shapes and stuff like that. And so then the next thing is when they land, there's stuff to do. And I don't want to tell you what it all is, but there's like hologram programs with little things that look like a little donut, but not, there's no hole in the middle. kind of looks like that, or I don't know how else to describe it. And then there's coffee. You can get coffee nearby. But there's also a bunch of new model flying cars because he made like a new design. And so in order to, once you're there, it's 500 miles across. You got to, if you want to get anywhere, you have to get in a flying car because the spaceships are too big. The landing areas for each spaceship is the designated area of about 2 miles wide. And so these, he made more than 7,000 of them. And about 3 hours later, 500 miles wide, 7,000 of them. Every single one of them was filled with spaceships. There was no more room to land. I mean, it's just a, in this place, it's just an endless, it's endless fun and excitement. And people just get together and hang out. So when he comes to the Earth, he's going to be like, hey guys, would you like to see a spaceship? And Earth's going to be like, yeah, right, those don't exist. So he might bring like all his friends in like one big spaceship. He might be like, which one do you guys want to come in? And they're like, let's come in the, this big one that's 3.5 miles long. It's like, okay, come on down. And then in the Earth, you guys might be like, yeah, right, that's not real. And then he's like, oh, that's just one of them. And it's filled with people, and they might get out and be like, hey, everyone, we're from a place called Paradise. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot more of these. If you're interested, we'd like to invite you to come, but we don't want you to come if you're a murderer, if you're a rapist. We don't want you to come. We don't want men who fuck each other in the ass to come there. We don't want it to be a miserable and awful place. Where we are when we live there, we're all rich, we're all happy, we have everything we want, everything we need. Everything for us is perfect. We all have everlasting life. We're never gonna die. We have no diseases for us. There's no more pain. Everything for us is perfect. Our houses are perfect. Our life is perfect. We have endless fun every day. We go on boats. There's a whole, in one universe, there's 200,000 worlds called boating world. When we want to go boating, we can just go boating anytime we want. Every universe has a boating world just for boating. We can go boating anytime we want. If we don't want to take a spaceship, God just brings us there with the power of God. And so when those, one day when those people, if they come to the Earth, you guys might spend the first, like, I don't know, hour or 5 minutes before the spaceship gets here, 2 minutes. You guys might be like, yeah, right, there's no such thing as spaceships. But then when they come here, they're going to be like, we like our life and there's advanced technology there, but we don't want you to come if you're rude or something, or if you're going to try to murder or rape. We don't do those things there. And then you might get to meet them. It's actually a lot of fun. You'd really enjoy it. And then you guys might be like, yeah, right, that's all your spaceships you have. I mean, do you want me to bring a 500-mile wide space station to the Earth? You guys are going to be like, yeah, you definitely should. Well, where do you want me to put it? There's no place to land it. All the land in the Earth is taken. I mean, do you want me to land it in this Sahara Desert? There's nobody there to even see it. If I land it over the ocean, then you guys can't get out there because you guys are all poor in the Earth. You don't have boats. So then I'll have to fill the ocean with boats. But then you put me in a problem that I don't like. And here's my problem that I have. If I make for you a bunch of boats, you can get out there and you can see that I can make boats and stuff like that. But then I don't want to bring those boats into Paradise. Anything that touches the Earth to me is garbage. So if I bring a bunch of, if Messiah the Prince brings a bunch of spaceships here and lands them on the Earth, then Messiah the Prince might be like, yeah, I'm leaving now. Do you guys want to come? You're like, yeah. Messiah the Prince might make a brand new spaceship when you're halfway there, make it so you can load onto that one, give you all brand new clothes, and then take you to Paradise, because there's a lot of things in the Earth he hates. He hates the Earth so much that he will destroy a spaceship that even touches the air surrounding the Earth because he hates the Earth so much. And then he'll just make a new one. And when you guys are going along, you're like, that was a waste of a spaceship. What if we needed it? Well, beside the Prince will make another one. He doesn't give a fuck. He can do it quick. So he made medical technology that can do a scan of your entire body without using x-rays or anything like that. It won't hurt you or harm you. And then you can look at the sheet, but it gives so much data that he doesn't make all the data on the first page. It'll just say like your medical health percentage. And if you're at 100%, it just says there's nothing to improve. You're at 100%. If you have like a disease in one part of your body, he's like, you're partly blind. Then he'll say like your only condition you have, your only medical condition is that you are partly blind or something like that. And so if you have a lot of diseases, he'll give you a printout list or a computer list in like a list format, you can see it on a computer, of all of your diseases. And so there's in the future a whole bunch of scientific medical technology that is made with knowledge. And so in these previous podcasts, one of the things I talked about is how a lot of people in the earth are like, yeah, right, that's not possible. We don't think that that's going to exist. And so Messiah the Prince has a bit of a pickle. If he fixes everything in the earth right in the middle of the end times, the devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, and Jesus are going to be like, yeah, right, we did that. We're the ones that can do the things because we have the power to do miracles. You need to call us God and worship us. So Messiah the Prince is going to be like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm going to take all the normal people and leave the earth and leave the rest of the idiots here with you dumb fucks. And so in the earth, there's a bit of a problem. Messiah the Prince could come here and fix a lot of your problems. But then God has this big plan. God's like, before the end times, you can choose who you vote for God. Do you want to vote for the false prophet? I mean, he wants to make it like an election. And so in the end times, God wants it to be like, okay, who do you vote for in the... in this corner, weighing in at 150 pounds, it's starved Jesus. He still doesn't eat, even though he's lived in the future for millions of years, for some reason. He wants to be called Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And all the Christians would be like, yay, it's Jesus. Oh my God, he's my favorite. Don't you love it when he walked on water? It was so cool. I'm going to vote for him for God. And then, you know, a bunch of people are going to be like, who else? And God's gonna be like, it's the devil. He wants you to take the mark of the beast. He calls it a buy and sell membership like a Costco card. So now you understand why I'm talking about all these side issues when I talk about technology. There's a bunch of idiots that want to come here and claim to be God. And God, for some dumb fucking reason, decided that that's not only a good idea, but it's allowed. And so God decided there's a basic, not allowed to be in the earth any advanced technology until this is over, because those idiots all decided if you see advanced technology, you won't vote for them for God, because if you know that there's advanced technology, you'll know they're too stupid to make it themselves, and you'll also know you don't need them to be called God, because their idea is that you'll call them God only if you need them to fix your problems. Jesus is like, I'll answer your prayers and I'll also heal your diseases. The false prophet's like, I will fight in war with my power of God that I will one day have fire. And so they all have these ideas. Lucifer's like, I will bring technology to the earth, but Lucifer can't. And so one day Lucifer's like, hey God, what advanced technology is out there? God's like, none. And Lucifer's like, okay, if there's no advanced technology, then is anyone ever going to make it? And God's like, yeah, Messiah the Prince is going to make a shitload, and you are going to be scared of that motherfucker more than you've ever been scared of anyone. And Lucifer's like, yeah, right, that's never going to happen. And so in the earth, so long as there's the devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, and Jesus Christ, God bans all technology and advanced knowledge from the earth. And so it's a huge problem, because normally in normal life, if we have some retard like the false prophet, you know, the false prophet's like, you're not allowed to make advanced technology. I mean, it doesn't matter if the false prophet says it or not, it doesn't change anything. He's just a retard that no one even sees because he doesn't come here that much. But he wants to come here. And so he made a deal with God. And he's like, hey God, is it really a bad idea if there's no technology in the earth? And God's like, yes, if there's no knowledge, there's no technology. And so the false prophet's like, God, will you make it so there's no technology in the earth? And God's like, well, that's a bad idea. I'll try it. And so God basically completely bans knowledge and technology in the earth until the end times. And then after the end times, Jesus is like, God, after the end times, can I raise him from the dead? And Jesus, so God says to Jesus, sure, go ahead. But what else are you here to request? And Jesus is like, I'm also here to request that they don't have knowledge or technology during that time, because otherwise they'll realize I'm a fraud. So in the end times, there's supposed to be a big vote, like, who do you vote for God? In this corner, it's Jesus. He doesn't want you to have advanced technology. In that corner, it's the false prophet. He doesn't want you to have knowledge or technology. They're all frauds. Who do you vote for? I mean, the whole world doesn't give a fuck. Nobody in the earth cares about this dumb idea that God has. So that's the end times. And so the reason I'm doing these podcasts is because in the future, I'm going to be so busy that I won't be able to answer people's questions. But for anyone that's interested, you can always look back at these podcasts and check out what I said, because when it happens, a lot of people are going to be like, how in the fuck was there one day no technology in the earth, and the next day 50,000 spaceships coming and going and 100 million flying cars? And people are going to be like, ask Messiah the Prince. And then, you know, I'm going to be too busy to answer you guys. And so I'll just be like, listen to the podcasts from back in the day. And you guys can be like, we don't really want to hear all that. It was boring. I'll be like, I agree. You don't have to listen to it if you don't want to. But if you want to go on my spaceships and go to a place called Paradise, you'll need to listen to my podcasts, because not everyone's allowed to go. It's not like a club where everyone's invited. It's more like a club where you can't be a murderer or a rapist, and you got to know what to do when you get there, how to get a house and things like that, because it's free, but not everyone's invited. It's exclusive. It's only for people that are normal. People from the kingdom of God are there. There's a bunch of people that were formerly atheists that are there. They're really happy. They like it there. They're enjoying their life. And, you know, to be honest, they still live the atheist lifestyle, and they're really happy. You know, they like doing particle physics, and they like being on spaceships now, but everyone does that now. But they also like talking about their kind of atheist ideas. They're not saying God doesn't exist or anything, but they're talking about wormholes and dark matter and antimatter, and they think that's fun. So they're still living kind of an atheist lifestyle, but they're happy. And they're not burning in hell, and they have everlasting life, and they'll never die. And so they're cool, and they have friends, and they're happy. And so it's a really cool place to be. And it's just called Paradise because Messiah the Prince likes that place, and any place that we like, we might call it paradise. And I'd be like, hey, this is my idea of paradise. Someone might say, you know, what's your idea of paradise? And then you might say, like, there's some guys that might say, well, my idea of paradise is a six-pack of cold beer, a place for the kids to go swimming, and my beautiful wife right next to me, playing music and hanging out with me, you know, playing music on the radio. Like, that might be one person's idea of paradise. Someone else's idea of paradise might be doing, you know, small particle physics. And so I'm going to do this podcast again, because I kind of went on a bunch of tangents, but I'm going to try to list some of the advanced technology that will be available in the future.